Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb, Director of National Hurricane Center, coming to you live from Miami here at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Central, on our update on what is now Hurricane Isaac, upgraded about 40 minutes ago as a result of aircraft data from the Air Force planes within the last hour that showed us that we were confident the surface winds had reached that threshold, and max winds now at 75 miles per hour. The center is with less than 100 miles now southeast of the southeastern tip of Louisiana. In fact, the northwestern, not quite an eye wall per se, but the northwestern fringes of the strongest band around the center now over southeastern Louisiana. We've had gusts over 70 miles an hour at an elevated platform in that area, but you're going to see more of that kind of wind and heavier rains move onshore into the populated areas of the coastal areas of Alabama, Mississippi, southeastern Louisiana, where right now it's just kind of scattered bands, but those bands are going to get more frequent, more potent, and conditions really are going downhill as the afternoon wears on. The satellite view, and for those of you who are just audio only, what we're seeing on the satellite is that in the southern part of the circulation and out to the east, there's perhaps a little longer period of rain and wind that's going to occur. The north side has been a little thinner, but that south side, when it comes ashore, is going to really ramp up the rainfall totals beyond what you'll see in the first half of the storm. So when the center comes ashore, that is not the end of the event, and for many folks, that'll be kind of the beginning, because that's when the rainfall will really, really start to get solid for hours and hours. Our forecast is for perhaps a little more strengthening before the system comes ashore and moves overland for good. So it could get a little stronger in this Category 1 hurricane range. Well, can I completely rule out Category 2? No, but those chances appear to be small. But we'll monitor the aircraft data to see if it has strengthened. So generally speaking, the situation is about what we were expecting yesterday. We'd have a fairly large Category 1 hurricane that is a big storm surge producer. Because of its large size, we are still anticipating 6 to 12 feet of storm surge flooding above ground level in the coastal areas of Mississippi and southeastern Louisiana. Those are the hazards. Those are the areas for which emergency management officials have told people to evacuate. So continue to heed those evacuation orders. And the other water component of the storm, the heavy rain and inland flood threat, that is one thing that has killed many people in past landfalling tropical storms and hurricanes by getting on the roads and getting into trouble in accidents or crossing water-covered roadways. So when this weather starts, you don't want to be outside, you don't want to be driving around, you want to be away from flood-prone areas in a well-constructed structure, because there are going to be hurricane force winds for some, and certainly tropical storm force winds for a lot of people. Hurricane warning remains in effect. Mississippi coastline, southeastern Louisiana, all the way over to Morgan City, including New Orleans and Lake Pontchartrain. Tropical storm warning for the Alabama coastline and going eastward into the Florida Panhandle to Destin. And then tropical storm warnings extending over the southwestern and south central part of the Louisiana coastline. Be safe out there today. The weather is going downhill on the northern Gulf Coast. This is going inland for the next several days. Inland flood threat ahead. Another update in 1 hour. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.